Aloha Friday is all about art, culture, and ideas, with special aloha for the neighbor islands. Today, we're finding out about hunger in Maui County with Maui Food Bank Executive Director Richard Yust. We've seen demand for food at unprecedented levels here on Oahu. And I heard that demand for food on Maui has doubled.
Oh my gosh. Oh yeah. Well more than doubled. And the Maui Food Bank, just to kind of give you an idea, typically we distribute roughly 220,000 pounds a month. In the month of April, we distributed 535,000 pounds for the month of April, over double.
And was there need for more?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We're seeing the numbers consistently increase. We partner with roughly 150 partner agencies. Many of them would do once a week distribution. Some would do twice a month distributions. All of them are at least doing a once a week. Some of them have even gone to a 7 day a week distribution.
Where are supplies coming from?
Well, that's the big crux in the whole scenario of food banking right now. Well, we've seen a complete fall off of product coming in from USDA. So that's one hit. The other big hit is that donation coming in from the wholesalers and the retail sector. It's typically, you know, roughly 65% of our donations typically come in through store donations and from the wholesalers. And that's now less than 10% of our total product that's coming in. So where do you make up for that? Well, guess what? We're purchasing food. We spent more in the month of April on food than we typically do in a whole year. We spent over, $350,000 just in the month of April for food.
And you're saying the need was greater. What's happening on Lanai?
Lanai, you know, they're in a little bit different situation. Yeah, there is an increase in demand on Lanai, but there's obviously not that many folks there. And Lanai is pretty resilient at taking care of each other. I mean, actually, Molokai is the same way. Molokai, you know, we know that main grocery store had closed down. And while the need on Molokai is generally high, we've doubled the amount of shipments just to help handle that. You know, they have a lot of folks who have time right now because they're not working. So they've been out fishing for the community and they've been out hunting for the community. The problem that Molokai has, they had no place to store it and distribute it. So we sent over 4 pallets of brand new giant coolers flown over there by the Coast Guard so that they had a place to store all this meat and fish that that people had been hunting. So you see some resiliency, which is really awesome, to the community stepping up and wanting to help each other. And we see that here on Maui too, with folks wanting to donate. And the thing is we're constantly getting new agencies wanting to come on board because, say, it's a local church or something. They're getting their constituents saying, hey, I need food. Well, guess what? We need additional food to help supply those agencies. So
where's that going to come from?
We are reaching out to every nook and cranny we can.
But Rich, you've got back orders to March. You have orders simply not being filled. You're saying even if you had the money, that wouldn't solve the problem here.
That's one of the issues we're running into. Even if we had a limitless checkbook, finding the supply of food, it's becoming more and more difficult. And it's becoming more and more costly, the food that you can find. You know, rents are due, even though people have been able to defer rent for maybe a month or two. Well, guess what? Rents are going to start coming due again. People still are going to be without jobs, and their savings are gone, and their credit cards are maxed out. Unfortunately, I see that the demand's going to actually get dramatically higher. And we will get through this. It's going to be tough, I think, and it's going to get tougher. And as more and more of these folks realize they're not doing kayak tours anymore, you don't have the trips up to Haleakala, the van loads of tourists going out to Hana. That's not coming back for a while. And I think we're going to unfortunately be in this for a lot longer than we want to.
Richard Yust is Executive Director of Maui Food Bank.